anybody have any questions?
Any questions?
I have a question.
Oh, you can ask questions.
Remember, there are no stupid questions, just stupid people.
You could ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Well, some of our audience members are going to feel lucky because I am answering their questions right now on today's show. And these are questions that come specifically based out of some things that we've been talking about on the show more of late. Because, of course, the experts at Raging Bull are now regulars on Money Life. Before they were, Tom Lydon from ETF Trends was on the show for a long time, and he would occasionally talk about 200-day moving averages. But the experts at Raging Bull, whether it's Kyle Dennis or Jeff Bishop or Jeff Williams or Jason Bond or Petra Hess, they all talk about moving averages every now and again. And that has led to a couple of questions. First comes from Richard in San Diego, California. He said, I need you to spend some time educating the audience on the 50, 100, and 200-day moving averages. What are they? Where do you find them? When you mention, for example, 200-day moving averages for a specific fund like KWEB that was mentioned on your show, can you tell us what the average is for a given moment, for a given stock or fund at that moment? That comes from Richard in San Diego. Caleb in Sunset Valley, Texas said, I just heard one of your guests talk about moving averages that are hourly instead of 50 and 200-day moving averages that you sometimes talk about. How many moving averages are there and how do they work? So we're going to give you a primer on moving averages today. And there's a few different types of moving averages. There's what's called a simple moving average and an exponential moving average. So that's the basic type. And then there's different time frames. So what you need to know is that you can put basically any number and any period, right? So when we say a 50-day moving average, well, that's the 50 is the number, days is the period. But it could be 50 hours, right? You could say 50 hours. And so occasionally, like Petra Hess will talk about the 200-period moving average. She says that more often than she gives you the actual time frame. You want to make sure you know what's the period and what's the number. And then you get two different types of moving averages. The exponential moving average and the simple moving average. The simple moving average is a simple average, right? If you said it's the 50-day simple moving average, which is what you assume it is. If somebody just says it's a moving average, you assume it's the simple one. The 50-day simple moving average on a stock, then you know that they're taking the average closing price, unless you've otherwise specified that it's something else, it's the average closing price for the last 50 days. So when tomorrow comes, you take off the first day and you add tomorrow's, and that updates your 50-day moving average. So for Richard, who wanted to know a specific thing, yes, at any given moment in time, we could quote you a specific moving average. There's a reason why we don't that has to do with the show, which is that we are talking about a moving average at the moment we record it, which is not necessarily the day that you hear it. And we're trying not to confuse the time issues, right? You suddenly get into the time space continuum of when we record versus when you listen. So we'll simply say it's above the 200-day moving average. Now, an exponential moving average gives higher weighting to recent prices. So simple is equal weighting. Exponential is higher weighting to recent prices. And the two averages are similar. They're basically interpreted the same way, and they're both commonly used by technical traders to sort of smooth out price fluctuations. So the simple moving average is the most common type that's used, and it's simply dividing the sum of a set of prices by the total number of prices found in the set. 7-day moving average period can be calculated by adding the seven most recent prices together. Exponential moving averages, they are more reactive to the latest price changes because they're using this formula, I'm not going to explain it here, that gives them greater weight to what's just happened, right? And by the way, you should always know that no matter what the moving average is, it doesn't guarantee success. But what you're looking at typically is, did something get above or below its moving average? And think, for example, about comparing, because you almost always hear, not always, but almost always hear from the traders, moving averages used in pairs. So in other words, the 50 and the 200-day moving average, If the short-term average is higher than the longer-term average, that means the stock has been up of late, right? So that the trend may be the 200-day, but the stock's above that because the 50-day is showing you, hey, it's been moving in that direction, right? And conversely, if the 50-day crosses below, that might tell you that things are trending towards the worse. And that's typically what happens. You're looking to see where's the shorter time frame versus the larger one. For somebody like Tom Lydon, he simply uses it as a trend line to say, above it, good trend, good long-term trend, because he uses 200-day moving averages. Below it, bad long-term trend. That's why he stops out of something. They're typically used to be support and resistance lines to show things along those lines, help you set your stops, help you come up with, as Tom Lydon does, a level where you say, nope, it's not interesting to me when the trend isn't strong enough. And that's where I want to go. Now, Richard from San Diego asked the question about where do you find them? Typically, you can find moving averages and have them added into a chart on virtually any stock chart software that you're using or stock chart website that you're using. But you have to go to what they call their advanced charting features, right? So if you go to MarketWatch, my former employer, you can do it. You have to basically use their advanced charting features. At that point, it will ask you what kind of moving average you want. And you can then plug in 50-day, 50-hour. You could give it a time period. You can ask for more than one. And you can look. You can also go to things like StockCharts.com. And finviz.com. Now, those are two websites that my trader friends seem to use a lot. I have used them as well, and they are particularly good at helping you just kind of draw up a chart that you want. So you can find all of these things pretty much any place that gives you advanced charting options. But that's what they're talking about when they're doing it. And then, like I said, you want to be looking, say, for the 50-day or the 200-day SMA, simple moving average. You put it all together and it will draw you a line that shows you what the trend has been by averaging out those prices over that time, or maybe by weighting them a little more based on what's been happening recently. That's how it works. Thanks to Richard and Caleb for the questions. I appreciate it. If you've got questions that I can answer or that I can get an answer from one of the experts at Raging Bull, I'd love to be able to do that. So send me your questions, Chuck@moneylifeshow.com. We would love to hear them and use them on the show in a future segment. And at the very least, I'll answer them if I can, even if I can't do it on the show. Again, thanks to Richard and Caleb for asking the questions. And I hope you learned a little bit more. But if you need more information on this or any subject we're talking about, Chuck@moneylifeshow.com. All right, we are headed for home on the Friday, October the 13th edition of Money Life. Up next, our big interview with Brian Reed. He is the chief economist at the Investment Company Institute, the retiring chief economist. And we're going to talk to him about the changes he's seen over a long career and more next.